don't just do it for the 62 staff, though. We'd be dead. We needed volunteers. So for the volunteers, we needed a lead to help us. And that's Heath Claw. Woo!
We had at least 23 volunteers helping us out throughout the convention. In total, they have put in 210 hours and counting. After closing, they're going to keep on working all the way through till the end of the convention. I just want to say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for all of the hard work that you guys have put in to help me make this run. It sounds cliche, but I'm not exaggerating. If it's not for our volunteers, things have not run nearly as smoothly as they have. So I just appreciate you guys so much. If you've ever think about volunteering at this con or at future cons, seriously do consider it, because it really helps us so much. Love you all. Thank you so much.
Action going on over here. We had a new workflow for the photo room today, this weekend, and we had quite a lot of attention to that. So come on out, Sven, and let's talk about. Actually has a first aid kit inside if you rip it open. Yeah, there it is right there, on the back. There's an actual first aid kit in there if you ever want to destroy that, but it's a really good prop otherwise, at least for first aid or handles.
I wonder if that was a good clock,
like a Kelly
or something
like that. Last year we had 225 persons, which was still a really big number for our first year. And this year we actually almost hit 400. We have 398 persons in the last year. You guys are awesome.
Watch out, Amphicon, we're coming for you!
If you guys had an easy time getting through batch pickup, it was entirely thanks to the hard work of my team. Who has a ham, moxie, eggs, butter? That's not my shopping list, that's their badge names. I know I printed them. Not good. I would like to thank Ashford, Hockey, Willow Wolfie, Winter Warburton, and Woven Terror. Okay, you guys could not have gone through that quickly without their hard work and that of the volunteers who donated their time. Alden, Bloom, Queen Scarlet, Seth, Saul, Styx, Whimsy, Zai, Sorrel, I owe all of you. Again, I couldn't have done it without you. You are my support. Thank you.
This year in the den, we upgraded to a much larger space, which I very much appreciated. Hope you all did too. I think it leaves us a little bit of room to grow even. We have 43 dealers and 17 artists, and from what we've heard, most of them are excited to come back next year.
Without all the birds. I mean all of you. So honestly, we wouldn't run without attendees, so give yourself a round of applause for coming here. Sometimes training is not the easiest place to get to, but hopefully you feel like once you're here, it's a really nice place to have a con. And we hope to see you back next year, but we can talk more about that in a little bit.
So, a lot of this would not have honestly been possible without some special thank yous to a couple of very special staff members. One of them is our hotel liaison, Dipper. He has been absolutely crucial on working with the hotel, making sure that all the communications are in order and everyone makes it through. Dipper, come on up here. Get your chair up here.
Having Dipper is a true blessing because it takes a lot of strain off of me and Codex. He was really on top of all issues to do with the hotel. So thank you, Dipper. Everybody, give him a huge round of applause, please.
Exterior vents, armor. Having somebody to be able to talk with the locals, get things set up for us, get money off at a couple of restaurants, that's all thanks to Armor. Armor, stand up so everybody can see you again. You're standing right over there.
We really want to thank you for the hard work that you have put in, especially being our interim guest liaison, coordinating between both Fleur and Cheese, taking care of all of the social medias, and being our secretary. We don't forget the bird.
Don't have thumbs. It's really weird.
Rudolph!
I'm gonna do this one first because it's already obvious. So we have a staffer that was here last year and this year. I do not believe they had previously staffed a convention, and we threw them into a lead role, and I feel like they crushed it the first year, and I feel like they super crushed it this year. So I would like to present this award, which says, "You stink." To Lil Disgusty. And I'm hoping Lil Disgusty is here and not working for the meeting room, but that is very likely.
I do believe he is probably helping tear down the game room.
We'll mail the award. Also, yeah, he lives in South Carolina and comes all the way up here to staff this con. So, seriously, awesome. Like, cannot appreciate him enough. Let's give him one more round of applause, please. You know what? Let me let Kaya do this one. You can speak to this, trust me.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, this Golden Star Award is presenting to somebody who worked their tail off, and because they worked their tail off, you have all these wonderful, you know, artistic merchandise and animations and banners, all of that was coordinated by them. All of the merchandise, all of the art, they kicked butt and they picked up a lot of the slack from at least my end because of the wonderful, I don't know, I have no artistic ability. Like, I can't even draw stick figures half the time, and they just took a lot of the painful parts for me and made it super easy. So they deserve this Golden Star, and this goes out to Honey, aka Guy Virgins.
Do this one as well, but I will just say I am super impressed with this staffer that we added this year, and they kick butt. Would you like to just go over how little you had to do for that department?
I forgot what it's like to have free time. They handled everything. They took over the role that I had last year. I was just the lead of programming then, they're the lead of programming now. They immediately just launched into the role with organization that makes me look bad, and sometimes I feel like my organization pisses all of them off sometimes because it's too much. And I can't say enough, all the events, how smoothly everything ran this weekend in this room and the panel rooms, is all thanks to Lycos. Yes.
Now, this award is for someone that stepped into a new role this year and has continued to surpass expectations and is just as crazy as I am, because I believe we both worked 3 conventions. So this award is for Willowis. Hey there, buddy. The entertainment division of our convention is something I never have to worry about. Sometimes I forget this room exists.
No, you don't.
Well, when I hear it at night, I remember it. Also, good job to AV for getting a noise complaint from outside the hotel.
And down the street.
Yeah, down the street.
Impressive.
All right, I got two more, and then some that were a holy heck kind of awards because they did something over the weekend that was super crazy. So this one is for somebody that has more jobs in this organization than I do. I am the chairperson, and I am the lead of web development. However, this person has 3 jobs this year. They are the secretary, they are the yeah, you're something. You're better. Interim guest liaison and social media lead. This is for Beaver. Thank you. Again, specifically for social media, that's something that I forget exists nowadays because it's just taken care of. And that is wonderful. Thank you, BQ. And then the final planned award that I had before I get to the surprise one is for somebody that I could not replace and the best vice chairperson I could ask for. I love him like family.
I love you though, Bobo.
You said I stink. What the heck?
You're a good boy.
Alright, if you could pass me our emergency awards. you can open this one up for me. So on Tuesday morning, when we were supposed to dispatch our box trucks up here, I was having breakfast with my husband, and I got a phone call from a staffer that was working with someone, and I picked up, and they said, "Hey, box 2 will not be dispatched right now because someone is in the hospital." And that someone is our lead of logistics, and he went to the emergency room, and when I was told this news, I said a word that I cannot repeat here.
There's children.
But despite him being in the ER, they figured out what it was, and they figured out why he was paint level 10 out of 10. He had a kidney stone. Yeah. So, despite this, or in spite of this, he came here anyway. We organized it, we made sure he wasn't driving, because you cannot drive on painkillers. But we sprinted to Connecticut, grabbed him in the truck, brought him back, and he has been working the whole weekend, feeling much better now. But he worked the whole week. We got here Tuesday night.
Yep.
And I need to present this award to Mr. DeWolf, our lead of logistics. I can tell you that he's probably not here because he's probably hiding away in his office.
But I do know he is watching a live stream. Hi, Nico.
And that leads me to my final Rushed Award, which is very related. Our lead of safety was unfortunately not able to make it here this year because apparently the Boston Marathon is the same weekend as us.
Oh.
And they had to fly in, and when they were booking it, their flight was like 8 times the price. So last minute, we had to fill that role, and we let logistics kind of take oversight of the safety department, and Mr. DeWolf did a great job, but right alongside him, Fiddick,
Give a hamper.
What up here?
When I was asked to get involved with this convention back before year one, I didn't really know what I was getting into. This has been one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life. This community is phenomenal. Thank you so much.
I think the first recipient for that first award is currently in the room. I see you, Nova. You want to come to the stage?
I smell you, Nova. Get up here.
Come here, Nova.
Okay. Half the reason I'm doing this is so I can bring you on stage and embarrass you.
Director for Purgation Land, and I watch all the departments that do all the behind-the-scenes stuff that make this convention work. And I just gotta say, my team this year was amazing. I'm in charge of IT as well, in the lead, and I gotta say, my IT team was just phenomenal this year. Like, we have a lot of issues with our network that we just really trying to keep up everything going, and they were ahead of everything, keeping it going, and actually one of them went home all the way to Hampshire and picked up a server and came all the way back at like 2 o'clock in the morning to get our systems back online. And that's just dedication right there. So I want to give a big thanks to my IT team. Dominic, Otto, and Jimmy, thank you guys so much for everything you did this weekend. Next up is logistics, of course. Nico, who we were talking about earlier. These guys, of all the departments that I'm in charge of, I don't even have to worry about them. They're always on top of everything. They always got the plans. They know what they're doing. And we wouldn't be this organized and coordinated with moving our stuff and our internal communications without them. So I just want to give a huge thanks to our logistics team for just keeping this convention going and doing everything they can to help it continue. Thanks, guys, so much. Next up, we're taking the accessibility team. We had a bit of a last-minute reshuffle of that department with a staff that couldn't come this year, but logistics, they jumped in and they helped like restructure the department with the staff that we had. And despite being short-staffed, they still kept safety going. But I also want to give a big thanks to our volunteers who helped with badge checks, because we were very short staffed in that area. So for all of you that sat at chairs and looked at badges for hours this weekend, I really appreciate it. But also, for the few of you that were here for safety, you pulled long hours, you made sure you were safe, you made sure that things were going well. I want to thank you guys for that as well. Just thank you over there. I see you over there, Inferno. Yes. And probably somewhere around the area. But I also want to thank our accessibility team. See, we got Tripp right here doing an ASL. And you probably saw Tripp move around the convention. She's the girl with the pink hair that was going around making sure that we have accessible seating and clear walkways and all kinds of stuff. And she and Tripp, They both did a lot to make sure this convention is accessible to anybody with needs. And I really, really love that we're able to do that. And I really appreciate both of them. So thank you, Trip, and Christmas not here, can't go home, but I want to thank you very much. And last but certainly not least, we've mentioned volunteering a few times, but our lead volunteering, Heath, who's way back there. You wanna come up and say something? Cap, 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 cap,
cap,
cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, cap, volunteering staff. They spent a lot of time this week in making sure we had volunteers where we needed them, when we needed them, and communicating with our volunteers. I'm so happy that 23 of you did so much to help us, and I'm really happy for them for making sure that everything went so well with that. So thank you, Heath, and thank you, Bushi, so much. I'm now a really tired cat. So I'm going to hand this off to the next director.
Now, you changed my icon.
Just saying. Alright, there was a lot going on in the pause division, I'll call that. Sorry, I'm really bad at screening, it's a panic. First letter of all my departments, if you haven't noticed from left to right, my UAWS, so we're ready to Sven on stage. Thank you, Sven, for the hard work you put in, all of the hours you put in. I hope that the workflow that we have is a good thing to repeat in future years. I hope you all try to get some photo prints for charity. I believe they are amazing quality. I'm pretty sure he told me every single pixel is printed. Every single pixel has a single dot on that those photos. So if you got one, excellent. If not, next year is always doable, and all of the photos from the photo room will be on Sven's channel on Telegram. So if you know where that is, there you go. I don't have a link for it here on the slide, but my favorite word to call him is Svenic, because Sven Fennec is too many words for me, so Svenic, of course. Art and merchandise, I've already thanked Honey here, Divergence. They are the recipient of the Gold Star, what's it called? Gold Star Award. I wasn't told about this before, just so. But I want to thank all of the artists by name here, Divergence, aka Honey. Remix Wolfie, Captain, they did the con book almost entirely, the layout and everything, so all of that con book was by one person pretty much. Aiden's Design, who kind of. And then Art Park Arts, if you've seen the coasters and the lounge menu, that was completely by Art Park Arts. If you saw them in the dealer's den as well, they do amazing work. And then website, I guess, exists.
Okay. I think the website is still up, so I think I'm good.
If it doesn't exist, it's not Kobe's fault, so it's somebody else's. And then social media, I guess we've talked too much about BB, but third.
I'm still learning, and social media is still learning mostly.
Alright, well, that's all I have for marketing.
Back to entertainment. I mean, Lycos, Nova, we praise them enough. I think we need another hand for the AV staff in this room now.
I think we should stand up for the room.
Stand up, we're so
good. Come on, stand up, boys. We're going to be
the streaming, the microphones, the music,
in 6+ camera angles, including a Steadicam that we were able to get and start using with like the dance comps and everything. It's all thanks to them and their long hours of planning and budgeting and figuring out how they could get great things like this light wall behind us. Just last second additions that they're able to just squeeze out and make this even a more amazing space for us. Them plus everyone in programming, get everything working, and just gaming, making sure everyone has a comfortable place. I think our two Canadian game staff kept the game center open maybe 24 hours at least one night. I don't know how to do it, but give a thanks to everyone in my team. And then I think that just leads treasure. If they know how to use a mic, we figured it out.
Yay.
Complex, Running Red, and Nisha were each rock stars for me this whole year preparing. I think the smoothness with which we got everyone through Reg, the great spacious layout of the den, everyone seems happy in there, and the charity auction that I think Complex did a fantastic job of just before this.
I'm supposed to eat the microphone.
Or anyway, Complex, Running Red, and Nisha, you're all fantastic. Thank you so much. I could not have done this without you. Not even close.
I just want to say thank you to all the staff. Whenever anybody comes up to me and says, "Oh, thanks for setting this up," I'm like, no, there's 60 or 70 people doing this. Thank them. Like, look for the staff shirt and thank all of them. And the other thing I say is I think I have the best staff of any furry convention. There is so much heart and passion that everyone on our team has for this event. I think there's something in the air or the water in the area of the state of Maine. I don't know. There's something special about it because everybody has such passion for this. So thank you to everyone on staff. Just thank you. Thank you so much. Let's have some help because we ripped the other one apart. So we have one final item that we would like to find. Why is the slide even being stinky on it up? Like, really? Really, guys? We are auctioning off one final item. And this item is special to me. It is the combo cover done by Fleur with our Fireside Tales logo, done by our wonderful art department. And it says, "Welcome home," along the top.
I edit that.
Oh, I'm baiting in the way. But this is very special to me. I hope it garners some money for charity, because I kind of want it. So I hope you kind of want it. So, does anybody want to throw out a bid of like $100? 100!
150!
150!
200!
250! I heard 400?
The Queen's Jewel!
I mean, if you have them.
I mean, you're gonna have to show it, but. I'll accept it. I heard 400 from somewhere over here.
Higher.
Higher. Higher.
I sold!
Give me your time. 400. 500.
I heard 500.
I am blind up here.
Raise your hand if you did the five. Who did five? Okay, I got 500 over here.
$500 for this one-time thing.
What was that?
Yes, this is a one-time print. This will never exist again.
And it's for charity.
And it is for charity. The Squeaky Short Folks for Hope. They are furries, we are furries. Let's throw them as much money as we can. 500 over here, going once.
Display it in your outside your home to let everyone know how proud you are to be a furry.
$500 going twice. Looking from the tall as everyone else. $500 for the movie. I'm so useless. I'm just like, yeah, good job, guys. Good job. I'll just sit here. Whoever won that, if you could run backstage, maybe we'll be able to help you, or at least note down your information.
Okay,
I've
got the money in my room. All right,
I'll
call those guys.
It's amazing.
I'll bring you to the charity.
All right. So, as everybody knows, we have our lovely 61 rule. You know, 6 hours of sleep each night, 2 meals a day, at least one shower, come on. Something we did at First Vacation Land is we assisted our staff with those 2 meals a day. Could that be for you too? I don't know, maybe. We are always, always looking for more staff and volunteers. So, you know, sometimes it just takes joining our team. You can find all the information on our website, vacationland.org. I have to see if they're ready. 805P, bird.
Bird, 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 bird.
It's a little early.
So hold on, let me see if I can read the front of this real quick. So our number for the charity,
in the early days of Short Folks for Hope, when we first started this, it was entirely family funded. You know, we found every way that we could to be able to do our work without having to ask folks. It's really hard to ask for money. We just do everything that we can. Your support here has helped us so greatly to not have to focus so much on the hours of fundraising to actually getting out in the community and making a difference. And I am so happy to say that, I met with Camp Sunshine just 4 weeks ago, and they expressed their gratitude for everything they do, and they wanted us to come more often. So your donation here is going to allow us to do our work at least 3 to 4 times every month for every camp that they have from here to December. I've had the opportunity to talk with a number of you that have had cancer experiences in your families, some very, very touching stories, and I'm grateful for all of you that shared that with me, and we hope to continue our work supporting the cancer families. Please, if there's anyone that I didn't catch up with that has, a family friend or themselves even that is going through cancer journey, and this includes survivorship, because cancer treatment has two beginnings, and they are a lifetime living, and I'm certainly grateful to have this opportunity to be in remission and be able to do this work, while not in treatment. There are warriors that are right in the slums of treatment that do their best to support their fellow cancer warriors and families. I'm very glad to have the strength to be able to put the energy and time into my work, and very, very, very much appreciate the funding to help us to do that with the focus on our work with the cancer patients. Thank you so much. I would like to take a moment to bring Isaiah up here. Isaiah's been volunteering since I was diagnosed in 2010. He was 3 years old, and he's now 17. This is he's been to a number of conventions with us, and he's been a huge help with all of them. And Laguna has, she's been there the whole time. One of the Meet the Charity, one of you asked, how did we get into the furry fandom, and that was entirely Laguna's doing. Where are you? There's the answer over there. Very grateful for that, and I'm just so humbled by how generous this community is with their time. They're saying with all the volunteers who had to make this convention happen, unbelievable amount of attendees, and so much for everyone to do here. Thank you to Laguna for introducing us to this amazing community, and for being such a beloved member. She is the founder of our project, Furries for Hope, and you all today are Furries for Hope for helping us to be able to bring this hope to the cancer community. So thank you so much. I'd like to present Kovu and Kodix and all of you this plaque for being a super supporter of Short Folks for Hope. We couldn't do this without you. Thank you so much. So I do want to call everybody to Kovu. So Kovu, you should let them do it a little bit. Thank you all. We are so, so, so grateful. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you guys, all of you. Just overwhelmingly. Thank you.
Let's give it up one more time for our charity short run from home.
It's just nice having the charity here and involved and in front of people. They care about what they do. We care about what they do. I couldn't ask for a better charity. Working with breweries that run a charity is so cool.
100% agree with that, Kobo.
Anyway, what do we have up next? I believe we're starting to wrap up, right?
I think so. Oh, wait.
Next year.
What are the dates next year?
Next year.
I honestly wonder, what do we have for 25 ball? Should we hype it? Should we hide it? Should we wait?
I don't think they want to know, really. Like,
I don't think they want to know. I think we're just going to kind of wrap this up at this point.
If you guys want to know, I'm going to need a group howl. 1, 2, 3.
For Occasion Land 2021,
we'll be here on April 10th through April 13th, and it is for Occasion Land 2025 Fuzzy Town Fair.
If we can find some, we might try.
Entertainment, like all of your suggestions, next, at the switching to the grand panel.
I can't say the actual word.
Now, I believe that checks all our boxes, and I think we've done our job, and I would like to go to sleep. Let's go to sleep.
Thank you to every single one of you that have come out to Furcation Land 2024, Fireside Tales. You have been amazing campers. This is your camp counselors signing off, and let's go home.
Be free!